There are more than 2,500 drones registered in New Hampshire, and with their popularity on the rise, you can expect to see more of these unmanned aircrafts buzzing around the Granite State skies in 2017. But NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports drone owners in New Hampshire may have to fly under new rules next year if lawmakers decide federal regulations are not enough.
While the number of drones is growing, they are still new and relatively unknown. And that has people like Brenda Hamilton of Hollis concerned about where this technology is heading.
So Brookstone's advertising these Star Wars drones that, like, shoot laser tag at each other. So are drones the next big video game, and are we going to have these things shooting at each other over our backyard?
Hamilton is one of nearly 30 people at a recent forum in Manchester focused on drones. And they all were asking similar questions, such as who can and can't fly drones, are they regulated, and how strictly are those rules enforced, to can you shoot down a drone if it's flying over your property? State Representative Neil Kirk says it's time lawmakers provide some answers, the way a Republican has tried to get drone regulations on the New Hampshire books for 3 years now, and plans to try again when he files another bill the next legislative session.
If drones are going to be buzzing our houses day and night, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be a groundswell of opposition to that. And if drones are going to be taking pictures of us wherever we go and following us and keeping records of that, I don't think Americans and certainly folks in New Hampshire want that to happen.
New Hampshire has no drone regulation except for hunting and fishing. That means drone owners in the state must adhere to federal policies, which prohibit flying near an airport and staying below 400 feet. They also must register their drones online. Under Kirk's bill, drones wouldn't be able to fly within 250 feet of private property and cannot be used to take photos of people without their consent. They also cannot be used to stalk or harass people and would have to steer clear of critical infrastructure, such as prisons. Since last year, nearly a dozen drones have been spotted flying over the state prison in Concord, which technically is not illegal, according to Federal Aviation Administration rules. The New Hampshire's ACLU chapter is backing Kirk's proposal. Director Devin Chafee told lawmakers at a public hearing earlier this year that the bill would address concerns the FAA does not.
The FAA is primarily concerned with safety, as it absolutely should be. That's its primary role. But it's not really looking at issues related to surveillance and privacy. And that's why I really do believe that there is an important role for the state of New Hampshire and the legislature to play in ensuring that Granite Staters' privacy is protected when it comes to this new technology.
But New Hampshire business owners who profit from drones disagree. They argue these privacy protections are already on the books through trespassing and voyeurism laws, stressing that further regulation is not needed. According to the New Hampshire Aeronautics Department, there have been very few complaints of drones trespassing or doing surveillance over the years. James Cooper owns UAV America in Nottingham, which manufactures commercial drones for customers in the state, nationally, and globally. He says under FAA rules, commercial drone operators have to be licensed pilots. Therefore, he says they're not treating drones like toys.
The FAA is regulating pretty significantly. And when you're flying around with a $30,000 drone or whatever, you know, you're not going to be taking any risks.
His drones are used to inspect everything from bridges to gas pipelines. He even has a customer in South Africa using one to ward off rhino poachers. Cooper says by using drones to do these jobs, not only has it been cost and time effective for his customers, but also safer. He says the proposed policies in New Hampshire may not get in the way of drones carrying out the types of jobs they're already doing, but could curb their growth.
The interesting thing is that the new applications are coming, you know, to the surface every single day. And where these are going to be used in the future could be anywhere. And do we want to restrict the ability to be able to do that and have to, you know, overcome legislation that's on the books because it's there now? Do we really need to do that?
Tricia Lambert of the New Hampshire Aeronautics Bureau, the agency charged with overseeing drones, says the FAA is wary about states adopting their own regulations.
They have been pretty clear that they don't want a patchwork of different regulations as it relates to airspace, whether it be municipalities or whether it's the state, that they state fairly clearly that they want the complete control to make sure it's a safe and efficient system.
So far, 32 states have passed laws on drones, including Vermont and Rhode Island. Some states require people to take a test before operating. Others prohibit drones from taking photos of critical buildings. Now it's up to lawmakers here in New Hampshire to decide whether the state should follow their lead. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.